And we have with us right now two student performers from Northwest Missouri State University, Sierra Coleman, who will be playing Lady Macbeth in the Shakespearean play Macbeth, and Jamie Tickerson, who is assistant stage manager, one of two assistant stage managers for this production. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you here. So we talked a little bit before we got started, and I'd like to cover some of that same ground because I think our listeners would like to hear. How does it feel to be putting on a play by Shakespeare? I mean, is this kind of daunting? Is it a challenge? Is it something to live up to? What do you think about it?
At first, it was very daunting and scary. I knew I had to do a lot of work to be ready for something like this. It's the biggest role I've ever done. But now that we've gotten past that fear, it's really exciting. It's exhilarating.
So that's the voice of Sierra Coleman. She plays Lady Macbeth in this production. You've got a lot of lines.
I do. I have a lot of little monologues. I was petrified to start learning them, but once I got going, it was a lot easier than I thought it would be. There's just words like, wouldst thou highly, wouldst thou holy, wouldst not play false, and yet wouldst wrongly win, and all of those wuh sounds. Just getting your tongue used to saying it over and over again is really the big trick.
Was the language, and we're talking about sort of an Elizabethan way of constructing the English language. Was that difficult for you?
At first, it's really just getting used to it and reading how Shakespeare writes it and realizing what they would be saying in our language, well, in our version of English. So in my script, I have my lines, and then next to it, I have like a modern day translation of it just so I can understand where I would inject more force into my voice or back off and just figuring out what I am saying.
Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking of this as maybe the challenge of taking something, a construction that seems sort of unnatural to our ears and making it sound natural. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much. It's just figuring out what Shakespeare's trying to say. He created about 1,700 words that the dictionary still recognizes today, and there's about 64 of them in Macbeth alone. So just figuring out his meaning in words, because he'll put some words in there that means something that the modern definition of the word is completely different. So just trying to translate everything.
Are you a big poetry fan?
I do like a lot of poetry, but Shakespeare's completely different.
What makes it different?
Just how the verse goes. So Shakespeare writes in iambic pentameter, which means that there are five sections in each line, and they're supposed to have like a da-da, da-da, da-da to each word. And a sentence could have half of a line and continue on to the next line, and just reminding yourself that saying these five words is not a sentence. I need to carry it on to the next line and keep going instead of stopping awkwardly. It's really just trying to make it sound like I'm speaking every day. I'm just speaking a lot fancier.
Sometimes it seems as if he puts words in different order in order to serve the meter.
Yes.
Or for emphasis in the construction of the sentence. Does that throw you at all?
It does. There's a lot of tongue twisters that do that. And again, it's just running it over and over again and looking in your script and making sure you're saying the right words. It's almost like you're speaking like Yoda. You say things backwards all the time.
Like Yoda. Okay, that's an interesting way to... an interesting point you have made. So... what's the story? What's the plot?
Without giving away too many spoilers, Macbeth finds out from some witches that he is going to be king, and he knows that in order to make that happen, he's going to either have to wait or he's going to have to do something really ruthless. His wife, Lady Macbeth, ends up talking him into killing the king and blaming the guards. It happens. People mostly believe them. And once Macbeth becomes king, he becomes obsessed with keeping the throne no matter what the cost. He kills a lot of people to keep the throne. There's another war that happens when the king's eldest son, Malcolm, comes in to try to take his rightful place as ruler. and there's a lot of combat, and Macbeth dies, and Malcolm becomes king.
Okay, well, you did a great job of summarizing that. And good for you. I mean, so you understand the play, and you understand Lady Macbeth's role in this whole thing. So she's kind of a powerful woman who has to take a little bit of a background position, but she's got all the power. She's pushing her husband.
Yes. In our beginning sequence, we have Lady M coming out and kind of conducting this battle scene that's going on. And then she casts a spell and invokes the witches who go to Macbeth and tell him that he's going to be king. So we've kind of played that everything that has happened has been her doing. And as she slowly loses her mind with the events that unfold, it's just her reacting to everything that she has caused and the guilt that she feels for essentially ruining Scotland and making her husband go crazy.
Isn't she the one who in the play says, "Out damned spot"?
Yes.
And that she wants that blood that's on her hands to get out.
Yes, she is sleepwalking then. And she's hallucinating, and she sees the blood on her hands that she has contributed to with killing Duncan and, in part, all the other murders that her husband has committed. So she's just living in the guilt.
Living the dream, only it's a nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Jamie, what's it like to be one of the two assistants for this play?
It has been a really amazing opportunity for me. I came to Northwest as a theater major, and specifically I wanted to go into stage management, but I had no technical experience from high school or anything like that. So Northwest has really given me a lot of opportunities to learn about that and to be able to actually do it. And I've really stepped up with this position in this production with Macbeth of our stage manager and the other assistant stage manager. Like I said earlier, there's a lot to do. So just the fact that our stage manager has given so much responsibility to her assistant stage managers, to Emma and I, we've really stepped up, and it's really helped me to see what the job really entails, all of the different moving parts that we have to make sure are under control, and the moving parts that are communicated between all of these people that may or may not be at rehearsal, that may or may not be in the theater during the day. So we have to make sure that we are constantly talking among everyone involved. And then also just making sure that things are going smoothly for the actors backstage, because without the actors to get on stage, the show isn't terribly interesting.
So the role of a stage manager, the basic responsibilities of the assistant stage manager, you're responsible basically for everything except the acting, right? Mm-hmm.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. So is that a lot of pressure?
It can be. Thankfully, for this production, we have this stage management team where there are, in fact, three of us, and we're able to split up those roles, and we're able to say, well, today Emma's going to make sure that the weapons that we're using in this show get set out and that we know exactly where they are. And Katie's going to make sure that we've talked to the director about this question that we had the other night. And things like that, where we've been able to split up that position and those duties between the three of us. And it's really helped that we've been able to lean on one another throughout this
kind of sounds like
process.
You've got all these moving parts that you've got to be, you managers have got to organize. And nobody's going to notice unless something goes wrong.
Yep.
Right?
That's the ideal stage manager.
Everything just seems to happen naturally and all by itself unless you do something wrong.
Yep.
Okay, so you're not going to get the credit because it looks natural, but you'll get the blame if something goes wrong.
Something like that.
Something like that. Okay. We're going to continue our discussion with our two guests here, Sierra Coleman, who plays Lady Macbeth in the play Macbeth, and Jamie Tickerson, who is assistant stage manager, one of two assistant stage managers for this production. Jamie, tell us a little bit about what went into deciding that Macbeth was going to be the production this spring?
Yeah, so at Northwest, Theater Northwest, we like to do a classical piece every other year. And then at least once every 4 years, we make sure that we do a Shakespearean piece so that everybody who comes through our program has experienced working with and working on Shakespearean plays and the language and everything at least once. So that since it is such a cornerstone of the theatrical world, we want to make sure that we give everybody that opportunity while they're here. Besides just that, it's also our director's favorite Shakespearean show, so she's always sort of wanted to direct it, and we were finally able to give her that opportunity this year.
So she gets her wish. She gets to do Macbeth.
Yeah.
And you all have to make it happen.
Yeah, but it's been so much fun.
So talk about some of the things that, Sierra, some of the things you had to do to prepare for this.
I've done so much research. Knowing that this was going to be my last show, I put it in my mind right away that I was going to do whatever it took to show that I was ready for such a big role. Once I got cast and we got the scripts, I immediately started working on memorizing my lines. I do them every day. At my job this semester, I would just say them while I was working, and I'd be moving from room to room, and people thought I was going crazy, which is fine. Working outside of the rehearsal process more than I do in the rehearsal process. Just the research that I put into looking up the script, Shakespeare, character research, working with Alex, who plays Macbeth. We started working on our scenes way early out of the gate so that we could get memorized quicker and be more comfortable on stage together, since we have to play a believable married couple.
Mm-hmm. And what was the biggest challenge to all of that?
Just getting used to being on stage, really. We have a rake, which it's an angled stage so that the audience can see the actors in the back, since we do have such a big cast and so many people on stage at once. It needs to be set at a way so that the audience can see everybody. And it's a really big stage. So being on there by yourself during monologues and just getting comfortable to that big of a space while you're alone was a really big challenge for me.
How did you get there? How did you get to the place where it felt more comfortable, more normal?
I can't be Sierra on stage. I have to get into my groove and become Lady M and be living what she is living through at that moment so that I'm in my headspace and I don't think of the big stage around me.
What about, there's combat scenes, there's fighting, there's violence on, how do you, as a stage manager, assistant stage manager, how do you make that happen?
We have a fight captain who is also our assistant director, Haley Vernon. So
The fight captain
is the one who runs and makes sure that everybody is doing this combat safely. So we're making sure that people aren't actually getting their fist too close to anybody's face and things like that. So
you have to make it look as real as possible, but at the same time not be so real that anybody gets hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of slowing it down and going through the motion with the actors and making sure that they know exactly where they are and exactly where everyone around them is at any given time. So that we can make that as safe as possible. We don't want to accidentally hit somebody with a knife or a gun that we have. It's also making sure that we have the knives dulled down. So while they are quote-unquote real knives, we have made sure that they are safe for us to use on stage and that we aren't going to hurt anybody with them.
Will this, the set, the costumes and all, will this be a sort of a visual treat for the audience, do you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yes.
We have, with this show specifically, we've sort of tried to make it more like a movie experience almost. We have some sound underscores underneath some of the scenes that draw you in and pull you out at just the right times, and give you that sort of feeling, especially when our witches come on. Mm-hmm. We have some really creepy, eerie music that goes with them, outside of just their makeup and their hair and the way that they are physically moving their bodies.
Mm-hmm. You were saying earlier, they're pretty creepy people anyway. I mean, not as real people, but as in their in their parts.
They've been really, really working on the physicality and making sure that they are they human? Are they not human? Sort of. And you really get that from them when you see them on the stage.
So opening night is, Sierra, is tomorrow night?
Yep, Thursday. It starts at 7:30. House opens at 7.
And it's going to be at?
At the Maryland Performing Arts Center.
Okay. And how many performances will there be?
We do Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30, and then Sunday we have a matinee that starts at 2.
Is that the final performance? So do you all have backups? I mean, the principals, do you have, what do they call it? Is it understudies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We do not have any understudies.
Oh, you're out there without a net.
Yep.
You've got to come through. Well, thank you both for coming in and talking about this morning. It's been great.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You have a terrific show.